the worlds of computer science and education are remembering one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence. Seymour Papert, who spent decades at MIT, died earlier this week. He's considered a visionary whose work ignited not one, not two, but three present-day revolutions in exploring how computers might think, in child development, and most of all, in creating new technologies for learning. Anya Kamenetz of the NPR Ed Team reports.
Building the school of the future was Seymour Papert's lifelong dream.
Now, nobody really knows what the future will be like, but we know what it won't be like.
That's Papert in 1986 in an elementary school classroom full of computers.
We know it won't be lots of children sitting in desks with pencil and paper writing all the day. We know that these new technologies, these computers, will be an important part of it.
Seymour was one of the very first people to recognize that new computer technologies could be used by kids to create things in new ways and to express themselves.
Mitchell Resnick is a professor of learning research at MIT.
It's amazing that Seymour was thinking these ideas in the 1960s when computers cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, but he foresaw the day that every child would have access to a computer.
The great theme of Papert's work and life was the nature of intelligence, or what he called thinking about thinking.
Seymour loved all aspects of learning. He was one of the world's best learners. He was constantly, playing with ideas, experimenting with ideas, exploring new ideas. And he was always curious about how other people made sense of ideas.
Papert was born in South Africa in 1928. In his youth, he organized classes for black children and spoke out against apartheid. In Paris in the 1950s, while getting a PhD in mathematics, he met Jean Piaget, the great child development theorist. They worked together for several years. Like Piaget, Papert believed that children actively construct knowledge based on their experiences. He wanted schools to give children the freedom to fall in love with ideas. And he saw computers as the most important tool ever created to transform education. As he told NPR in 2000,
the idea that you can have business as usual in the learning domain in this coming century is as absurd as the prospect of business as usual was in the medical domain after the discovery of germs, for example.
Papert came to MIT in the 1960s to work with Marvin Minsky, founder of the Artificial Intelligence Lab there. In 1967, Papert and colleagues introduced Logo, the first computer language for children. Kids could command a robot turtle or an animated turtle on a screen to draw pictures or play music. Paolo Blickstein, a professor of education at Stanford, was one of Papert's students.
I think the fundamental thing is that he said is that the child should program the computer instead of the computer programming the child.
Logo was more than just a toy. It actually helped inspire the creation of the personal computer. 10 years ago, Papert suffered a serious brain injury. The mental giant struggled to relearn how to walk and talk. He died Sunday at 88. His friends and colleagues remember him as a passionate teacher and a stereotypical absent-minded professor. But most of all, they want to continue his work, giving all kids the most powerful technologies in the world to discover, explore, and express themselves. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News.